Hi, everybody. I'm Danielle McCartney with Daryl Strawberry here from the Porsche Suites at Citi Field, New York Met game. Mets in their season finale here. I wanted to ask you a couple of things about the current Mets. But first, before we get to that, meeting all these people, they're energized with the David Wright retirement yesterday, Jose Reyes today. What's it like meeting all the Mets fans?
Well, it's always great. Mets fans are amazing. They always have been. I played 8 years here, and I remember as a rookie coming in and how the fans really support you and how they adore you. And I really do appreciate the fact that I had a chance to play in such front of great fans, like Met fans, and I'll never forget. I'll never forget the great years that we had, the 86 and the 88 years, and the way the fans used to just patrol the ballpark for us and wanted to see us play and supported us and rooted us on to win.
And seeing them here today, any stories that surprised you?
Well, no. I mean, it's great. It's great to see him here today. It's great to see him for David Wright last night and Jose Reyes. Two young players that came through the farm system, like myself and Doc Gooden. It's a family when you come through the farm system. You're homegrown. You're not a free agent, and you don't come over here to play in New York, and you grow up through the organization. So it's just good to see him to come out and support those guys.
Now, with the change, it sounds like a changing of the guards with the Mets, with David Wright and Jose Reyes. And what do you know about any of the players coming in? Do you think they should go after anybody in free agency, make a trade in terms of next year?
Well, I don't really have any idea of who's coming in and who's doing what. But you do know that you have to make some changes for your fan base. You're losing players that have been here for a long time that were very successful. And you want to really get back to developing your young players. I think the minor league system is very, very important to develop players, so you can always use your homegrown players so they can come into a place like this and learn how to play together. And I think that's real important. So hopefully they really get back to the drawing board and do some great things, because Mets fans deserve it.
Now, I was in Mickey Callaway's press conference before this game started today. He made a weird comparison. I don't know why I say weird, but he compared this season to the 68 Mets in terms of launching forward to next year for the 69 Mets. Do you see any comparisons between this team and that team?
Well, I wouldn't want to get to that place of comparing with teams. You know, it's really hard because you have to have the personnel. You have to have the players that 68 came from, 69 had, and from 86 to 88. You know, we had the players. You got to get the players. You got to keep your players healthy. A healthy team brings about healthy things. And if they can get to that place where they start being consistent and being healthy, then they may be able to get to the great play. You got to keep your rotation together, and you know, the pieces have to work together, and that's what's really important in baseball. The pieces not working together, then the train's gonna fall apart. So, you know, hopefully they can get the pieces working together. And you know, I'm rooting for them, pulling for them, and I want to see this franchise turn things around.
I like that. My final question is Jacob DeGrom. Is there a world where he doesn't win the Cy Young Award this year?
Well, he should, from the standpoint of his numbers and him being so competitive every time he goes out there and takes the mound. He's a fine young pitcher, and I wish him well on the votes of winning the Cy Young.
Now, can we get past the wins record for him, though? Like, everybody's saying 10 wins, it's not enough to win the Cy Young. Well, I can look past that.
Well, you can look past that. You know, you got to look at the circumstances. You got to look at the team that he was on and everything, and that all plays a big part of his performance. Can they score runs for him? Because if his ERA is good, then that's what's important, you know, and I think a lot of times people don't understand that.
It's the best ERA in the league?
Well, if he's got the best ERA in the league, it speaks for itself. He just didn't get a lot of offensive support behind him.
All right, well, thank you for your time. I'm Danielle McCartney. He's Daryl Strawberry. Thank you very much. Enjoy today.